This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey!
And I'm Charlie. And together we are Exploration Live.
That's right.
Thank you.
We wanted to just hop on before the episode.
The episode proper.
To say that we have a show coming up at the Bell House.
That's
not that soon, but April 29th.
Right, and time goes like that.
Yes, and
it'll
tickets are selling.
Yeah, tickets are selling.
So go ahead if you want to come join us at the Bell House. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an amazing show. Mm-hmm. And we do like our live podcast, basically, mm-hmm. where
basically
we talk
this.
And we have comedians on and they do sets and it's just too funny. So
yeah, I mean, here's what, if you don't want to bust a gut, do not come. But if you have any inclination towards busting a gut,
mm-hmm.
make your way on over.
And if you're not sure, ask your doctor. if that's safe for you.
If you've maybe recently gotten like a stomach surgery or an abdominal
right.
surgery, this might not be a good fit.
No.
It could be a really good fit though.
Right.
That's where you have to, your doctor comes in.
That's you got to go to your PCP.
Mm-hmm. Your primary care doctor.
Is PCP right?
Yes, primary care provider.
Provider.
That's right. PCD, primary care doctor. They don't say that. And I want to say, I know my voice is hoarse. I feel like I have to get ahead of the story a little bit. You're like so pissed at me, actually.
Because
I don't want people
pissed,
to be like.
It's just like, I do think it's like.
I'm being princess.
It's princess behavior.
I know, but by the way, it's like.
It's PCP.
You
it's
know, like I have
pretty
a sign.
Cute princess behavior.
Yay. You're like telling me that as if like. That's
I know,
not awesome.
It's like not negative.
You're not
yeah.
going to like get me on that. I have a sign in my house that's like a string of letters that says, "A little princess is born."
So cute.
Yeah, isn't that adorable?
That's very sweet.
And so, by the way, like, I'm a princess.
Mm-hmm.
It's my birthday month. It was just Natalie's birthday month.
Yes.
We're coming off hot. We're older. We're wiser.
Mm-hmm.
Come on down to the Bell House.
That's right.
Pick yourself up some beers and pizzas.
At the Bell House.
At
they
the
have
Bell
great
House.
Pizza.
They have great pizza there.
And you can get tickets from the link in our bio.
Right.
Or you can just Google Bell House.
Right. I'm sure you'll
go to the calendar.
Oh my
scroll.
God. And we forgot to ask how you are. Great.
Good. Oh, thank
oh,
you.
Be
Emma's going to put a link in the show okay. description. That's really
well,
nice.
Stick around for the episode proper. Or if you got your fill with just this, turn it right on off. Do something else.
That's right.
You said I just needed 1 to 2 minutes of them.
Yeah.
That's all.
And you're like, oh, Charlie's voice is hoarse.
Right. But it won't be. It's not actually going to be on this coming episode.
Great.
So that's kind of why I felt like I had to address it. You don't know what it's like to be the princess of the land. Do you know what I mean?
I guess the thing is, I know what it's like to want to be the princess of the land.
Right. And by the way, you are the princess of
the land. I know. Maybe that's my issue.
Right.
Is there's a princess stepping up.
Right. I think maybe.
Stepping to my land.
Right. But by the way, this land's got enough room for 2 princesses.
Well, we'll see.
We're sword fighting. All right. Well, we're having too much fun. We got to go.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, everyone. How are you? I haven't seen you.
I'm good.
Exactly. I have a challenge for you. Yeah, we just hung out for a while. I have a challenge for you, Natalie.
Okay.
Why don't you say some of the luckiest people who've ever been in the world?
Okay.
But just try to improvise it.
Oh. No.
You can use it.
So basically, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, uh-huh. and by the way, we're very aware that this is going to be coming out in about May or something.
Right. And when is St. Patrick's Day even?
It's like tomorrow.
St. Patrick's Day is more of a thing that just exists on like a sign.
to me.
It's sign-based.
It's a sign-based holiday.
I think that's true.
Where you're just seeing, you're like, oh, there's a sign that's talking about St. Patrick's Day. That's how you know it's kind of coming.
I actually had to explain it to the kid I nanny yesterday.
That's tough.
Because there was all this decoration in like a store. And she was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's for a holiday. Here's what I said. Uh-huh. It's for a holiday that comes from Ireland that is about green. I was like, they celebrate it in another country. Mm-hmm. And to celebrate, you have green.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty close.
I mean, she took that very easy.
Yeah, you're good. And, you know, there's nuance to it, but it's like in time. She'll get that stuff.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
I think the first thing she needs to understand is the green.
Right, exactly. She's like, why is it all green? Well, you're like, well, that's for the holiday.
And I didn't really feel comfortable saying, like, there's a saint.
Well, Saint that's going to open up some other questions that, frankly, you and I don't know the answers to.
I don't understand saints.
Right, and who is Saint Patrick?
Well, the thing about saints is that, like, people are being named saints, like, this month.
Yes.
Like, I think people are constantly being sainted for different, like, miracles.
They just sainted Octomom.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Charlie.
They made her a saint. That's
they
right.
They didn't.
Yes, they did. They did.
They did?
Yes. They Charlie. Made Octomom a saint.
They didn't.
Yes, they did. They did.
They did not.
Yes, they recently did. Because of the miracle, she had so many kids. Because
they like babies.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do that.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't. The Catholic Church?
Yes.
And they didn't.
Yes, they did. She's no, the only living saint, and she's the first person they made a saint in 500 years.
No, she's not the only living saint, though.
No.
No, I know she's not a saint, but that said, well, I think there are living saints. Well, they haven't finished the process. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yes, I do think so, too.
Like, you hear sometimes, like, this woman, like, moved a car, yes. And it was a miracle.
Kate.
McKinnon?
From John and Kate.
Oh.
A saint. They sainted her.
She's not a saint, though.
She is a saint.
By the way.
Right, but it's complicated. She's a saint technically, but not the saint in the colloquial sense.
She's not a saint.
Right, she did bad stuff.
She did.
She cheated on John.
No. I think, like, there's stuff about, like, I don't know. The kids came forward.
Oh, really?
That
was such a, like...
That was not a good time.
No, and I was like, why am I knowing about this?
I was watching the fuck out of that
show.
It's
like, and that was probably like, I would still be reading Star Magazine pretty frequently. And I was like, this is funny. Like, this is a story that I'm like really taking in.
Right. We were a difficult culture at that time. That was and I tough. Know we still are, but things were really weird then.
Yeah. I mean, you still see those magazines. I was actually just thinking about that as like, is a way to understand that as like.
Oh, yeah. I saw this. I thought that was an interesting idea.
Where did I put that?
Maybe on Instagram.
Oh, sure. Like fan. What's it called? Like
fan fiction.
Fan fiction. It's actually like you're reading the stuff. And it's like, okay, what if, like, what we know now, and, like, what if there's this offshoot where it's, like...
I think it's literally genius.
Actually, right, that it's, like, to understand it as fanfiction.
That is what
fiction,
it is. It's, like, these characters that you know, there's more canon things that are from, like, real life.
Right.
And, like, fictional movies that they've been in.
Right,
and
exactly.
And this is fanfiction. Like, it's, like, 11 things Juliana Hough can't say to...
Right.
Robert Downey Jr. And you're like... Cool.
Right.
Like,
and it's funny because some of them are like, oh, like there's like a plausible deniability. It's like, oh, she's actually really upset. And then sometimes it's like, these two people have gotten divorced. And you're like, that is verifiably not true. However, you can put that in the magazine.
Definitely.
And then you're reading it, you're like, and so like now I'm reading this story about like, what if.
Right.
I'm trying to think of like an example, like Amal Clooney and George Clooney got like a divorce. Unhappy on their honeymoon.
God forbid.
Right. I mean, listen. Again, and like, why am I knowing about their stuff?
I don't think it was good what happened with George and Amal.
What happened with them? Did they get divorced?
Just that they got married.
Oh, and is the thing that he's gay?
I think allegedly.
That's also like the way gay guys talk about celebrities is also a kind of fan fiction. Totally. Where some of them for real
they're
are
like
gay.
He's gay.
Right, it's like it couldn't
gay,
be easier to say. And some of them it's like they probably are gay, like Bradley Cooper. But then some of them it's like, yeah, George Clooney, like everyone knows he's gay.
Right.
And it's like, well, like we don't actually.
Yeah.
Who is the one you said, oh, we can't talk about it?
Yeah, that's not.
But that was cool. You said a really cool one.
It was cool. But by the way, like, I don't know.
Right, exactly. Like,
also, like, I forgot, but totally. What was it from before?
The Lucky List?
No, about, oh, it's just, like, intense, because George, I feel like, was dating, like, I don't know if I can remember quickly, or it's like, I don't know, because I'm like remembering from when I was like two, basically. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure that he was dating, like, he was like a womanizer, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. dating like models, mm-hmm, and like never settling down, and like mm-hmm. young girls, and he just like wouldn't settle down.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Until Amal. Mm-hmm. And it kind of just like wrote this like picture of like basically like he couldn't be like gotten until it was like the supermodel UN ambassador.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Right, totally.
Wait, who cares? Okay. So, 8 of the luckiest people to ever exist on Earth. Mm-hmm. This is from indiatimes.com.
Good.
I'm not sure if that's the country or what, but.
I think so.
Joan R. Ginther. Oh, so this is in honor of St. Patrick's Day, which is a holiday about luck. We're going to read about some of the luckiest people
again,
of all
like,
time.
Again, like, rethink. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Did you know the chance of winning a lottery is 1 in 200 million? Joan R. Ginther won the lottery not once, but an unimaginable 4 times.
Whoa!
First for $5.4 million,
uh-huh.
Then $2 million 10 mm-hmm. years later.
Wow.
Then 2 years later, she won $3
million. Uh-huh.
Then 8 years later, she won $10
million. Oh my God.
That's fucking crazy.
That is crazy, Joan.
So that was crazy of her.
That was crazy of her. Can you imagine, like, you win the lottery the first time, you're like, oh my God. And then the second time, you're like, what? And then the third time, you're like, are you serious?
Right.
And then the fourth time, you're like, all right.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Literally. Yeah. You're like, I guess I'll keep playing the lotto.
Right. It is funny that after the third time, she was like, let me get back in there.
Totally. Well, I don't know if she was playing consistently.
Right.
She maybe was doing it every day. I mean, her return on investment is unbelievable.
Right.
So that's a tricky story, and I don't mean to encourage gambling. Mm-hmm. Okay, then this person, Frank Selleck,
mm-hmm.
cheated death not once or twice, but an astonishing 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
62, he was on a train that flipped off the tracks,
mm-hmm.
and bystanders pulled him out of a freezing river. Okay.
Good.
Other, like, 17 people died. Mm-hmm. He just, like, broke an arm
right.
and was like, I'm good.
Right.
Next year, he's like, I'm actually going to take a plane. Mm-hmm. And that plane actually crashes into a haystack. And 90 people die, and he just, like, walks out. And
Whoa.
He's like, all good.
Right.
So this is actually a really unlucky guy.
I was going to say, like, I was wondering before we were starting the list, like, how much of this is going to be people who, like,
yeah.
escape very unlucky
Aside
situations.
From Joan, it's all people who are some of the least lucky people on Earth.
Right, but then manage to be, like, right.
Yeah. 3 years later, he's on a bus, skids off the road into a river again.
Oh, my God.
So the train went into a river, now the bus goes into a river. Plane right. went into a haystack.
Right.
Two rivers in a haystack.
So we should.
He swims to shore safely.
That's the kind of stuff you'd have to memorize for like a test in high school. And you'd have to come up with a mnemonic. You'd be like, train, river haystack, I remember
river.
Because R, the train, R, river.
Right.
Aeroplane, river.
The plane went into a haystack.
Oh,
Charlie.
Crap.
And now that you have that R, river,
oh,
aeroplane,
shit.
You're screwed.
I know. I'm like, plane,
All right.
A, haystack.
Oh, my God. 2 years later, he was trying to teach his youngest son how to hold a gun.
Oh, shit.
He hadn't realized the safety trigger was off and somehow managed to shoot himself in the testicles. He had to remove his test. His testicles had to be removed, but he survived. So that last one.
Right. It's
I'm
like,
not sure what happens there.
Right. Exactly.
But he did lose his testicles.
He's like,
but
actually
he was playing with a gun. Like,
he's like,
I don't
going
know what
through a
say.
Thing where he's like, I'm actually addicted to being in the news now.
Okay. Then in 1970 and 73 he got into accidents where his car caught on fire.
Uh-huh.
So he's like actually like bad luck Chuck.
Yeah, he's also like I'm like
he's
these are his fault sometimes.
Okay. And then he got hit by a bus.
All right,
sorry,
he made it
in Zagreb. Where's that? Okay.
North Africa. I don't know.
And then a year later, he eluded a head-on collision. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
All right, so. Oh! And then in 2003, mm-hmm. after his 73rd birthday, he won $1 million in the Croatian national lottery.
Oh! Okay, so it's Zagreb is in Croatia. That's
we
my
think.
Guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
so
updating my guess.
So that's interesting. So it goes train crash, plane crash. Bus crash, shot himself in the testicles, car fire, missed a bus accident or something.
Yeah, got hit by a bus.
Won the lottery.
That's a nice way to cap it off.
It is an interesting story. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's so lucky.
Right.
But then again, you know, it is lucky.
It's funny. I want one of these to be like regular guy met the love of his life. Mm. They were so happy together through thick and thin.
That's about George and Amal. We just did that one.
George Clooney, where it's like, he's lucky he was a movie star.
Yeah.
And he got to be rich and...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Fidel Castro's on this list. I'm not sure what
because people
that is.
Kept trying to assassinate him and they failed.
Okay, this person is a tetrachromat, which means she can see 100 times more colors than an average human being.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the only one out of a handful who sees that. And she's lucky for that.
Right.
This is what she says about when she looks at a leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, around the edge, I'll see orange or red or purple in the shadow. You might even see dark green, but I'll see violet, turquoise, and blue, she said. It's like a mosaic of color. I think this is a very creative list.
No, well, it's an interesting
lottery
brief.
Lottery winning,
right.
This person who got tried to kill Fidel Castro, this person who can
the
see
the person who's writing it, they're like, what does luck really mean? Like,
no, I love India Times for that. Like, mm-hmm. They're doing some really, really cool stuff.
What are some of the other ones?
Let me go to this other list that I found before.
Okay, and then I think I want to move on.
Obviously, but it's not time yet.
Right.
What to say? There's the, let's see. Violet Jessop. Okay, she was on the Titanic,
mm-hmm.
and she survived.
Good.
In a lifeboat.
Uh-huh.
And then she was also on another ship that crashed. And then she was on another ship that sank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm running out of stuff to say about this.
Okay, Roy Sullivan survived mm-hmm. multiple lightning strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Right.
All right, we'll go quick. This baby Jessica, fell down a well at 18 months, and mm-hmm. she survived.
That's like a famous story.
Oh, you know about her?
Yeah, baby Jessica in the well.
You know about that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's like a famous, like, it's like a, it actually is like, has the trappings of... like a myth.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be surprised if, like, in 400 years, it was debated, like, whether or not baby Jessica was real. What?
It scares me.
Oh,
what
oh,
you
what
said.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. I hear that.
Okay. I think that's it.
Okay.
There's the person who, yeah, whatever. We don't have to get into that.
What?
So that's our celebration of St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Long may she reign.
May you get into a horrible accident and survive.
No.
Shoot.
Let's not wish that upon people, right?
Right, totally. I'm just like, that is the spirit of the list.
That is the spirit of the list.
The luckiest person ever is not getting into any accidents.
Right.
And they actually just like have an amazing, it's like the luckiest person ever. Her name is Linda. She's 46. She just had her 46th birthday. She like loves her job as like an art teacher at a middle school where she's really like respected, well, like, decently compensated. She's a really wonderful group of friends, and she just had a really fun birthday party where they all went to Mexican food, and afterwards they went to her house and had wine and just laughed. And at the end of the night, everybody went home and she smiled softly into the mirror, and she just felt so grateful for the life she'd been given.
May you all have that.
That is what I want for you.
That's
guys.
That's a wonderful wish.
Yeah.
May we all be Linda.
Let's be Linda. That's something we've always
LBL.
Said. LBL, let's be Linda.
Let's be Linda.
Yeah.
You know, her story touches me
mm-hmm.
for a couple reasons.
Why?
One is that my birthday's coming up.
Right. So it's on the mind.
It's on the mind.
Right, of
sure,
course.
Sure, because then comes yours.
Right.
Another is that, you know, I imagine that after a certain age, you don't all go back to someone's house after dinner.
Right.
But that's not necessarily true.
No.
So that's why Linda defies my stereotype.
Right. I think people, yes,
that's
totally.
One way in which Linda defies stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
Another way is that, yeah, I'm not sure what else.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I didn't say, she doesn't have a partner.
I honestly was wondering that.
Yeah, she
smiled softly in the mirror.
Yeah, she's alone.
but maybe.
But she's quite happy.
She's very happy.
And she probably has had one.
Yeah, yeah.
She had She doesn't have kids. She had a long-term boyfriend.
Kids?
No, she doesn't have
kids.
Well,
she works with kids. Maybe she gets her fill.
Yeah, she had a long-term boyfriend. They broke up when she was 41. They'd been together 11 years, and they just kind of amicably decided it was time to split. I actually don't know how truthful this is.
So you're saying you don't know how truthful it is?
Yeah.
It's fictional.
No, don't say
that. But a part of you thinks it's not.
Don't say that. It's not fictional. What do you mean? What does that mean, fictional?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, the nanny that I follow online, who mm-hmm. is my biggest inspiration, mm-hmm. champion, mm-hmm. and teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Mary Says.
Mm-hmm.
Is the name of the TikTok account.
Mm-hmm.
I one time DM'd her like, your account has been very, very helpful for me. Thank you.
That's
and
nice.
She said, great. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you don't get it.
Yeah. You're like,
the emptiness of like finally getting to talk to Mary Says. She's just like a phenomenal
nanny.
By the
way, do you want to have her on the podcast? Like, should we honestly
yes.
send, like, let's have Mary Says. I'm dead serious.
Yes. Emma, can we do this?
Totally.
She's amazing. She has a lip ring.
Really?
She's really cool.
Cool. Where's she based?
I don't know.
Okay, that might be hard.
I want to know so badly.
Right. Well, we can find out when we ask her.
She's awesome. But I don't know if she would like us.
Right. It's a risk.
But it's worth it.
If you never try, you'll never know.
I don't know if it's a right fit.
Stop sending the email, Emma. Emma, stop!
Well, honestly, the thing I was going to say that's really interesting about her is unrelated to whether or not it's a good fit, but... Mm. She is a nanny. She's like the best nanny I ever saw in my life.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing, has all these fantastic strategies that have really helped me. And she's a lesbian.
Whoa.
She has a partner.
That used to be a real shock
AKA
to hear that
wife.
Someone was a lesbian.
I know. Not as much anymore, but.
No, now it's a little bit more run of the
mill. It surprised me.
Right.
I'll say that. And she posted a video recently that was like, I don't know if my wife and I are going to have kids. Like, we kind of thought we would, but we just like recently checked in about it, and it's not really yeah. how we imagine our future.
Whoa.
And I was like, wow, Mary, I didn't know that.
Bro, I seriously wonder if I'm going to have kids.
I know.
I actually like it really gets me that when there's stuff where it's like, what is going to happen
right.
in the future?
I know. Well, that's like kind of like OCD 101.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's going to happen?
Right.
I need to know.
Right.
And it's like,
but I don't need to know.
You can't know. Right. You'll never know.
But I'm curious.
You can't know. Yeah. Right.
I actually don't think, I don't feel so obsessive about it. This mm-hmm. question doesn't plague me like that. But
you're
I am
curious.
I am just like, it's kind of crazy
know.
When there's
you're
like,
not super attached to either outcome.
Also, it's like there's a lot of questions about the future where like the answer is a little more diffuse or like spectral, where you're like spectral. Sure. Like, where you're like, oh, will I be happy? And it's like, yeah, like, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Mm-hmm. Like, no problem. Like, you can probably find whatever answer you're looking for there. Whereas, like, will I have kids is, like...
Very binary.
Yeah, it's, like, a pretty binary thing. And that's the kind of question where it's, like, the future questions where it's, like, that has a clear answer.
Uh-huh.
Like, that always is... I get kind of fixated on that.
Mm.
I've talked about this before, but, like, I remember being in high school and being, like... I will go to college somewhere and like it will have a name.
Mm-hmm.
And I also remember being like, I will have a boyfriend someday. And
he will have a name.
And what will that name
be? It's like Shakespeare.
What?
It's like Shakespeare.
Yes.
Like my boyfriend exists and he has a name. I know that's not his, how he talks, but.
Right. But you're like.
That's kind of the message of a lot of what he says.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What is thy name, my future love?
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
that.
There's a song I really like. You know what? I'm going to give it song of the week.
Oh my god,
it just came like that.
Wow.
It's Fiona Apple. I think it's a cover of, I want to say, a Cole Porter song.
This like totally affects the like streams,
right? It's like Oprah Book Club, like right. It gets a huge bump.
Yeah.
Fiona Apple's like, thank you, can't believe people found new interest in this song. It's called I Walk a Little Faster. I think it's a Cole Porter song cover, but it's basically like the kind of thesis of the song is like, knowing that I will meet someone out there, I walk a little faster.
Hmm.
Pretending that we'll meet around each and every corner, I walk a little faster.
Wow.
Can't begin to see my future shine as yet, no sign as yet. You're mine as yet. Rushing to a place I can't define as yet. Like,
I like that.
Yeah, so it's just like, I know that I'm moving towards something. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what it is.
Mm.
totally gorgeous. Song of the week.
I like that. That's a nice song of the week.
It's beautiful.
I like the idea that whether or not it happens, mm-hmm. knowing or thinking that it will happen makes the time before it nice.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's a sweet like way of living in the like indeterminacy, the uncertainty. Mm-hmm. That's something that actually, you know who really like taught me that down is Richard, is really all about like faith. Mm-hmm. That like the thing like and trust mm-hmm. in the future. And it's a really nice way to live.
It's beautiful. Actually.
Totally.
That's cool.
We do our list.
I have to say a quote that I heard last night in the Jennifer Lopez documentary.
Okay.
From Jennifer Carroll.
This is me now.
That was something that was said. That's not the quote I'm about to read.
Really? She says that in the documentary?
That's the title of the...
Oh, that's the movie you're talking about. Yeah. Oh. It's not a documentary.
It is. Sorry. There is a companion documentary.
Oh, really?
To the music video movie feature. She says, it's actually a really scary video where loud. Like, not to IO myself, but like she comes off really bad. Okay. And like, God willing, that becomes a problem for me one day.
Right, exactly. What a gift.
Like, I'll deal with it when I get there.
Me talking about George Clooney. It's like.
Right. Like, let's have that be an issue.
Right.
Okay. This is what's her name? No, Jennifer Carroll is Molly's friend's mom's name. Jennifer Lewis is who I'm thinking of, the actress.
My girlfriend's friend's mom is in this documentary.
Okay, so Jennifer Lewis said, "The prize for aging is wisdom, and wisdom feels good."
I can hear that in Jennifer Lewis's voice.
Isn't that nice?
That's nice.
Because it's like, wisdom does feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a prize.
Mm-hmm.
The prize for aging is wisdom, and wisdom feels good. I liked when she said that. It impacted me as I go into
me
my
too.
Birthday.
I'm actually having that thing that I get with quotes sometimes where I'm like, how do I hold on to that?
Tattoo.
What?
Tattoo.
Oh, easy. No, I'm not going to get that as a tattoo.
Well, then you're not committed. Well, why don't you write it down on your phone?
Yeah. You wrote it down?
I actually texted it to my phone from Molly's phone because I was on her computer. And she saw it this morning and hearted it and was like, what?
You know what? I have a problem where it's like quotes is a thing I'm always trying to like have a list for on my phone, and it doesn't stick in the way that like other lists.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't.
Right.
You should just stumble upon it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. The prize for aging is wisdom. Sorry, now like everybody has to.
And wisdom feels good.
It's just like she has a real sense of rhythm. Like that's a really it's
yeah,
really,
yeah. She's a great talker.
She's
so funny.
Talker.
She comes out on set and she's like, "What the fuck is this?" And they're
all
like, "Yay, thank you for doing it." And she's like, "I don't understand what you have me wearing, what we're doing here, what the hell is going on?" She's like so like contrarian.
Emma?
Yeah.
Could we get Jennifer Lewis on the podcast, please?
I can try.
Thank you.
Probably not, right?
Probably not. Uphill battle.
Uphill battle.
Uphill battle.
Uphill battle.
But I bet you it would be good if it happened.
We were thinking to try and get a big name on.
Yeah.
So.
That could be like awesome.
We could go really big.
Right. We could go huge. Mm-hmm. That'd be funny.
Jennifer, what's her name? I want to say Hart.
Jennifer Lewis?
No.
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No.
Jennifer Lawrence. Coolidge. Jennifer Lawrence. Totally. I think she's actually so charming.
Yeah.
And like, I watch her in interviews. I'm like, you just have it. Like, you're charismatic.
Mm.
So let's see if we can get.
I like that rom-com.
Can you, Emma? Jennifer Lawrence.
Lawrence.
She's an actress.
That's a different. That's J-Law.
That's J-Law. We'll take J-Lou, J-Law.
You know who I would love to have on?
What?
Elvis Duran.
Oh my God, totally.
I wonder if we could get
him.
He's
gay.
He's gay, I know.
Wait, he's like in our industry.
Yeah.
Radio. Wait, and he retired.
Maybe we. Oh, he did?
Yeah, but I think he might do it.
Oh, my God. You know what? I swear to God on my life.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember this? I was in the car randomly. Like, uh-huh. Wasn't in a driving place in my life. Was randomly in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Turned on Z100 mm-hmm. on his last day.
Oh, no, yeah.
It wasn't his last day. It was. Who's the friend? It's like DJ Fuckboy or yeah. like Tommy Tune.
I randomly
or like,
have this feeling that I was in the car with you then.
No, I told you the story.
Got it. Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
What was his name? It's like the boy kid Jay.
You're not going to get me there.
Oh my God.
I've told this story, I'm sure.
Can I look this up while you tell the story?
I've told this story, I'm sure, on the podcast, but as a kid, I remember them doing SponCon for Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. And, like, they did such a good job. And I didn't know about SponCon. So I was just like, holy shit. Like, there's magic in the world. Like, this product works so well.
Right.
And then, actually, it randomly lives up to it. So, like, you use a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and everybody pretty much has the experience of, like, this product is amazing. And it works.
Why is it okay that it's so good?
I don't know. And I'm sure it's one of those things where it's, like, too good to be true, for sure. I'm sure it's, like, bleach, asbestos. Like, I'm sure it's, like, leaching bad stuff all over your everything. But you know what?
Whatever. Remember Danielle? She was like, oh, my God. I love this product.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe Froggy's last day.
Yeah, I bet.
Remember Froggy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I love them so much.
So if you don't know, they were like a morning talk show in like the like New York metropolitan area.
Yeah.
That like I used to listen to, honestly, every morning on the way to school in my dad's car.
Me too.
Yeah, my dad drove me to school.
Well, I used to listen to it on the bus. And actually, one of my bus drivers got in trouble for playing Howard Stern.
I need to turn my phone on Do Not Disturb.
Okay, me too.
Should we do our lists?
Yeah.
We don't have to.
Kind of. Let's just chill for one more second.
Yeah, totally.
La la. Let me do my song of the week.
You see someone made a playlist?
I know. Yeah, that's you can now look at the playlist.
We'll post it places. No, it's very sweet.
I'm controlling the Patreon posts right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not uploading the videos, but just posting some
the discussion
stuff
clips.
Yeah.
Questions? By the way, join the Patreon.
Yes, please.
Get on in there. We actually are innovating. I say we, like Natalie is. You sent me a voice memo of an idea for an episode.
Yes.
It totally blew me away.
Let's tell them.
Okay.
Because we can say this. We'll do this on Monday when we record.
Okay. I'm nervous about it.
That's okay.
Okay.
Don't you think we should be doing things that make us nervous?
No, definitely not. If something makes you nervous, that's an evolutionary sign to run away from it.
Well, that's back when...
It was more tigers and lions?
Yes.
Well, you say your idea, you're like, we're going to get a live animal in the recording studio.
I'm like, Charlie fights a wolf.
I'm like, I don't know. It scares me. You're like, right. That's the point.
That's good. Yeah. Lean into that. Okay. The idea, the next episode of the Patreon, which we're recording on Monday. And by the way, this is coming out way later, so I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, this is the kind of stuff the Patreon offers.
Right.
Charlie and I are going to, in real time, give ourselves an hour and a half, and we're going to create, and we're going to record the creation of a Weird Al song that we're going to write about an idea that we're going to come up with, and, or maybe a listener-submitted idea.
Oh, yeah.
That could be fun.
That could be fun.
And choose a song, and we're going to rewrite the lyrics to examine the idea.
Right.
Via song.
Right.
So... I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
So, for example, if the idea is, let's say, like, how awkward it is to, like, hear someone fart in the toilet next to you, and the song is Imperfect for You by Ariana Grande, we would make a song up like that. Like Weird Al would.
Right. It's a great idea, Natalie.
Can't wait.
I know. And it's cool. It's like you're always churning on something.
And then we could perform it at the end.
Right, we have to.
I have to.
Yeah,
I think it could be cool to do for a listener idea because it's like, then there's a good exchange of like they give us an idea, we give them a song.
Right. Oh, and if you ever have your own ideas, we do like listener ideas.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You that's like a recurring segment, and you guys come up with really good ideas. So subscribe to the Patreon. Oh, and get tickets to our next show. Whenever it is.
Whenever it be.
I mean, like, that's, like, a tough ask right now.
Just, like, because of all the unknown variables.
Yeah. I mean, I know when our next show is. And I bet you this will come out before it. April 29th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. I feel like that's a lucky day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on St. Patrick-y vibes.
Someone's birthday is that day.
Yours?
Mm-mm.
JK, I know when yours is. 11th.
Yes, that's right. April 11th. Natalie is March 24th.
Imperfect for you. She made a very tricky melody.
What's your song of the week?
Imperfect for You by Ariana Grande.
Let's do our lists. You don't want to.
Yeah, randomly. But
I like my first idea.
Okay. Remember when I didn't allow us to change lists and you like...
I had a freak out.
Like, had a tantrum, yeah.
two words, Fiona and Cyrus.
Cool.
They are friends of our producer, Emma, and they, how do they meet? On a little app called Hinge, which is a dating app designed to be deleted. They met, and they are, from what I'm hearing, completely head over heels in love. And they met on this app.
And they're really good together?
Yeah.
They're really good together.
I mean, it's amazing. And they it works. And that's because Hinge really allows kind of a depth of information.
Totally. You have to answer these prompts. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like if you share a lot of information on another app, it's kind of like, ew, why did you want to share all that stuff?
Right. But Hinge, it's kind of like you have to.
But then with you need it to be able to have a conversation.
It actually so is if I were like, ugh, they're making me do this. But yeah. And then it's actually like, but thank God they are.
Thank God. Right. Because you actually have something to say.
Yeah, and specifically, Hinge's LGBTQIA plus prompts are designed to help queer daters better connect based on similarities, interests, and compatibility.
That's cool.
That is cool. They sent us some of these prompts, so we're going to answer them.
Okay. The first time I knew I was gay was... This is actually something that comes up. Like on
people do talk
people
about
like to talk about their early gay feelings. Mm-hmm. So I could see that being a really good prompt. Like mine would probably be like when I saw... this like on TV, like there was this girl like and she dropped her underwear panties on the ground.
Whoa. And you were like,
but I'm looking for what that movie was. Okay, it made me gay. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So but that could start a good conversation with someone.
Yeah, I have this joke I'm doing right now in my stand up where it's like I'm like such an oversharer. So I came out really early. I came out when I was 14. And the joke is like, I'm like, I saw like a hot guy when I was 14 and I was like, Mom!
Aww.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So you could say that on the app.
Right, exactly.
Download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA plus prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Yeah, have a little fun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You need the line, Six Flags, Nicki Minaj.
Okay. And isn't this interesting? I'm liking the things with the ideas of like bringing two examples that are like, okay, so you need the line is the thing of like, I wonder if I've talked about this before on the podcast, but when we went to Six Flags, and when I say we, I mean me.
Oh, I remember this.
And my, and four of my friends, not with Natalie, but we should go together.
Yeah. It's not totally my thing, but okay. I'm interested.
You know, like, all day I was like kind of nervous. It was just like we went on like a normal weekend, so I was like, there's gonna be like crazy lines, and there were like, and the first thing we did was King Ka, and the line was probably like an hour, maybe like a full hour, which is
I would freak the fuck out.
And I was like, guys, like we shouldn't do this, like let's do shorter lines, maybe we'll come back to this later. And I think Daniel was the one who was like, this we're just gonna wait in line. Yeah. Like you just actually have to do that. And I was like, okay, whatever. We did that and we had fun waiting in line, and kind of like the whole time I was like, this is like a compromise. Like, we're having to wait in line. It'd be better if we could just do the rides, like the fun part. But what was happening, so what I was starting to be able to recognize was that actually waiting in line, you really build up the anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
You actually get time. And especially for me, I get really nervous for roller coasters. Mm-hmm. I was really getting time to be like, we're getting close. Like, and I was getting scared. We were doing like scary ones. King Ka is scary.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be scary because of the drop.
Uh-huh.
It's scary because it launches you so fast. It's actually like one of the fastest G-forces like humans can experience on the planet.
Stop.
I'm literally dead serious. It's like actually like a faster acceleration than like you would normally, like you'd have to go out of your way to experience an acceleration that fast. It's astonishing, the feeling.
Wait, what? You'd have to go out of your way? You mean like you'd have to be like a race car driver or something?
Yes, you'd have to be a race car driver, or maybe like literally be like in space. Like, I actually think it's like that. It might be like one of the fastest like accelerations.
Can I just ask if you are going off of like vibe?
No.
And perception?
No, or, I'm like, going off of like I read a fact about it.
Okay.
In my memory.
Can I like do a truth check on that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, let's do a truth check. Okay. I'm curious because I actually am like...
That's not a fact check. A truth check is like, are you saying the truth right now that you read about it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah, you
yes,
are.
Yes.
Okay, then great. That's all I need to know.
Okay, great. I don't have to... But can I look it up?
Yeah, I'm curious. Sure.
King Ka... Facts.
I don't know if this is going to get me where I need to go.
Roller coasters are crazy. It's probably like your brain touches like the back of your like skull.
That shit's right. It's like it's touch. That. Okay. Anyway, I can't like do this reading right now. So whatever. If it's true or not true, like
whatever.
It went very fast, right? Mm-hmm. We did a bunch of them. Had a great day. At the end of the day, in the last hour, the park really starts to clear out, right? And so we were like, nice. Now we get to go on a bunch of rides a lot. And keep in mind, like, basically everyone in this group was, like, average age 30. So we go on, like, a bunch. We're doing it in sequential, like, you know, the kind of thing where you can go on one, just go on it again. We do that with this one ride, El Toro, which is a really big wooden roller coaster. We do it, I think, 2 times in a row, no waiting in line. And it was, like, the third roller coaster we did in probably a span of 15 minutes. And it was so clear that your body needs time to recover from a roller coaster. Like, you can't just... You can't just, like jump into it. Right. We were feeling so... Literally, we all were like, yeah, let's do it again. We all left that second time being like, no. Like
hurt.
Really hurt. We all kind of had whiplash. It was all, like, that ride, I was, like, it was literally, like, bracing myself. Like, it was unpleasant. Like, it was bad for my spine. I could feel it. Aww. And it was like, you need, actually, the line.
You guys need are kind of like crotchety old men.
Right, like exactly. It was like we pushed it too far. Like we thought we were little kids being on Six Flags. We aren't. We're like crotchety old men. It really did it. Because the first time we rode El Toro earlier in the day, there was a girl there who was like, she was there alone. And like we kind of just were chatting with her. And we were like, what's the deal? Like, do you like this ride? She's like, yeah, I really like this ride. And kind of were talking with her more. And she's like, yeah, I actually like... This is like, I come to Six Flags and I ride El Toro and I just do it again and again and again. And I once came here and I rode it 68 times in a single day. We were like, what? She was like, yeah, I just like stay on like until they like tell me
how
not to.
How old is she?
She was like maybe 17. And she was like, yeah, I've actually ridden this. Like it was early in the day. We was like maybe 11. She was like, I've ridden this like 9 times already. And we're like, really? Like you're counting it? And she pulled out like a clicker.
Stop.
And she was like kind of like a normal seeming girl too.
But how could she have ridden it 9 times if it takes an hour wait?
No, because she's just staying on it. Like she's kind of like hot, you know what I mean? Like when you get off, like there's kind of a commotion.
Are you
that
serious?
You can like kind of like stay
so you
on.
You were talking to her in the bus?
She just stayed on. No. We were talking to her in the car. In the roller
in
coaster.
In the car.
In the roller coaster. Like as people are waiting to fill in, we're like, oh, like. And then we were like, you know, like
they
you
don't
stay.
Catch that. Don't a lot of people try and ride it twice?
No, I don't think so. I think she like was knowing how to do it. And then also maybe she has like kind of a rapport. Apparently she was like, I'm going for the record. The record of most times in a day is like 120.
That person's like brain is going to fall out of their ears.
I know. And it was cool. I was like, you honestly love this thing. You just crazy. Love it. You have a passion.
Teenagers are unreal.
I know. It was so sick. Do. I was like, you did this 68 times in one day.
Wow.
Like, that's crazy. Good for you.
She sounds cool as fuck.
I know. I like getting like real. I was like, you are fixated.
Mm.
Respect. Mm-hmm. Like, you're really obsessed with this one kind of random thing.
That
it's very
age
like My Strange
used
Addiction.
To be the age that someone would become like a king.
Right. In another life. Yes. Yeah.
Like our presidents and stuff used to be like 12.
Not quite presidents, I don't think.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, totally. Well, it's like that's the age when you start plotting about killing your mom, keep making sure your brothers are assassinated, you assuming
right.
the throne.
Or like you take over like the like 80 factory like company.
Right. Cleopatra, like, you know, and her sister were dueling. They were like 14 and 16, you know.
And she lives closer to now than to the pyramids.
That's right.
Let's be very fucking clear on that.
So the Nicki Minaj thing is, I was actually talking about this with someone last night where he was like, yeah, I always like skip to the Nicki Minaj verse in the songs. And it's like, we all want it, but you can't just have that.
Right.
Like,
it's like the muffin top.
It's the muffin top thing, which we have talked about before.
Wait,
like,
what was the thing that we said about the muffin top?
You need the rest of the muffin that actually like if you just have the top, it's like not satisfying.
It doesn't feel fun.
But is that true?
Is it true? Like,
I don't know.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
Just saying you need the Jay-Z verse in Monster to kind of get hyped and also like to contextually understand that if you just go for like the sweet rewarding thing all the time.
Right. You need your broccoli.
Like you actually need to like be denying yourself the pleasure in order to really appreciate it.
It's like the cold plunge, hot plunge situation. Like
you
need the balance, the variety, the build. The
and it
suspense.
Is a youthful thing to like. Be like, I want the thing all the time. Like, that's the big dream of being a kid is, like, you can have ice cream for lunch if you want. You can have ice cream for breakfast as an adult.
Right.
And you can. You can do that.
You can.
But you start to, like, you know, well, one part of maturity is realizing that it's, like, you can't...
it's just like all amazing all the time, like right. it dulls it and yeah. actually makes you feel sick right. often too.
But sometimes.
Sometimes not.
Sometimes not.
Sometimes not. Legit.
Sometimes like.
When is it not?
Like the Nicki Minaj verse thing. It's like there's something to it. Like too.
Just like.
Like there's a value in like the build and listening to the whole thing. But also sometimes you just want a quick hit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. I think but not for me. For me, it's like I want all of Bottoms Up. And then the thrill of like.
Well, all of Bottoms Up is really good.
Gonna get that drunk, gonna get that honey, gonna get that rank, gonna get that money, gonna get that margarita on a walk, gonna get something around that.
Trey, I was like, yo, Trey, do you think you could buy me a bottle of rosé?
Okay, let's get it now. Should we do your idea?
Yep.
This is Natalie's first idea, podiatrist hammer.
Okay, so. I've talked about this before, but I have more to say now. I knew someone growing up. What?
It's like, we're not done with podiatrist hammer just yet.
No. No.
Let's circle back.
And actually, last night, I was trying to say it to Molly, and I just felt like she wasn't getting it. And then I talked about it for like 20 more minutes. And she was like, actually... Yeah. And I was like, I knew it.
Yeah, yeah. That's satisfying.
Okay.
Let's see if I get it.
You will. Basically, I knew someone growing up, a young girl, when I was a young girl, who suffered from chronic surgical intervention needing ingrown toenails.
Yes, you have talked about this.
Okay. We went to camp together. Multiple times a summer, she would be debilitated by an ingrown toenail and would need surgical intervention. Okay, that's very rare.
Yes, actually, I recently knew someone who was struggling with
who
this.
Had that.
Yes,
it happens, but multiple times
in a summer.
In one summer.
Well, the thing with an ingrown situation is that it's like it's a structural thing in your body that is like this is how your toenail wants to grow. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like that's the thing is like if it happens, it's actually more likely to be structural or more likely to be recurrent.
Maybe I think that ruins my thing.
Wait, no, it doesn't. Keep going.
Well, basically, the thing is, she had this kind of outlook that was like, yeah, it's so crazy. It's so unlucky. Like, I have this, like, toe problem.
Right.
And the ironic part is she's like, lucky me. My dad's a podiatrist. And even as a child, I was like, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Like... If the only dad you have is a podiatrist, then every ingrown toenail is a surgically intervention needing ingrown toenail.
Right.
You know? Like,
totally.
If your dad is a surgical level podiatrist and that's what you got in your toolbox, like, your toe is going to get operated on.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
And I was like, sweetheart, leave it.
Just
that's
see.
What we do with our ingrowns.
Right.
Like, just don't touch it.
Just don't touch
soak
it.
Soak it. Don't touch it.
Right. Like, you actually, there are other, that I believe, like, I do think that it's like, if you're prone to get them, you're prone to get them. But the choice of making them surgical, like, interventions, I'm like, that might be...
No. And it's, like, honestly,
by the way, like, this girl, like, is, like, next on the list of, like, lucky people. You know what I mean? It's exactly that structure of, like, this girl gets ingrown toenails all the time.
Yeah.
And her dad is a podiatrist. She's, like, top nine luckiest people in the whole world.
It's so true.
It's like, that's exactly, it's like, yeah, this guy keeps getting into bus crashes, but he always survives them because of his, like, bus crash helmet.
Right, and it's like, and she had five that one summer, but luckily he could drive up to camp.
Right. He's doing it? Yeah, of course he's doing
it.
I
actually don't remember. I wonder if she listens. So that's the end of the idea.
That's interesting.
Not that
I funny. Kind of, no. That's cool. I mean, I love the connection to the lucky thing before.
Yeah.
And I like the hammer thing, too. I mean, I have this a little bit because my dad is a psychiatrist.
Right.
And he does operate on me.
But that's very du jour.
Yes. As in, it's a little bit more normal.
Like, he's got the thing that everyone wants.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, having...
Diagnosing thing is a little more random. But it is true. And you know what I think it happens with kids whose parents are therapists is that they get very... therapized.
Right. You have it.
You know.
I'm trying to think of other, it's like my mom is in like marketing. And it's like, she does have like advice about marketing, honestly.
Right.
Yeah, she's like saying stuff to me about it.
Remember the comedian whose family owns Zabar's?
Yes.
But they were all firefighters. Uh-huh. And he was like very into fire safety.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So it was kind of like, what's that?
Right. I like someone who's really honestly like following the family business. Mm. That was so not like.
Like Chet Hayes.
Chet Hanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think his rapper name is Chet Hayes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, right. He's like, I want to be in entertainment like my
you
father.
Really like the girl from that movie that Treacly Child was in.
Which one?
with The Weeknd.
Lily Rose Depp?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You like Lily Rose Depp.
Oh, because she's like following this. What an accusation. You like Lily Rose Depp.
You really like Lily Rose Depp.
I'm like, hold on. Oh my God, I remember the summer everybody was talking about that and I didn't watch it and I didn't want to watch it. And sometimes you just have to like hold on tight and let the wave of everybody talking about some dumb bullshit wash over you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to talk about this TV show. Even though I'm sure if I...
You would have loved it.
Well, you know what? If I'd had a friend to watch it with, everybody's like, I watched it with my fun roommates. And
what
I was
are you talking about? You watch stuff with friends all the time.
That's not true.
Charlie?
No, it's not.
Charlie?
No, I don't.
I can't do this with you.
No, I'm playing video games alone. I'm solitary.
Very, very often you're watching a movie with a big group of people.
Yes, but not that often, but it does happen.
Okay.
But that actually was a reaction to this, where I was like, and you know what? I need to make this happen.
Right.
Sometimes
make your luck.
Right. That's the thing. Sometimes you're like, God, other people like are doing this thing. Yeah. Like, I wish I could go like do bowling fun activity with my friends. And it's like, you're waiting for an amazing text. Be brave. Send the text.
That's what Allison O'Connor said one time on Instagram.
What'd she say?
Like, people who have the most plans and have the most fun are the people who reach out.
Yeah, literally. You have to do it. And it often means also like initiating something and it not working too, right? Like, you know,
what if I had a pickle?
Oh, that would be nice. Oh yeah. I really want a half sour pickle.
Yeah,
if there's any half sour pickle companies out there, we would really gladly take a sponsorship.
There are,
right?
There's many like trendy pickle companies.
What kind of sponsors do you want?
Well, the sunglasses was really right.
Yeah, we just got a sunglass sponsor, so crap. You'll be hearing an ad about that. Yeah, from us. And they were cool.
What do
crap
I want?
We're like,
Recess sent us some seltzers. That was huge.
That was cool. And we would take more. I really.
No, I will say, honestly, yeah.
Wait,
I
don't
actually.
Don't say that.
Oh.
Because I liked getting them. Oh. So whatever you're going to say, don't say that.
Okay.
But you can say
but
it.
Now I can't be honest?
Yeah, you can be honest.
I drank them to completion.
Right.
I got over my interest in them via having them.
I see.
So it actually had the opposite effect.
You didn't.
I wanted them all the time. And then once I had them, I was like, this is not that good.
Shoot.
But so. I really want them.
Again.
Not really. Like,
yeah, I'm like, we're not getting them. Not
in the summer. In the summer, I do. In the summer, I do. In the summer.
Yeah. We also just got a Today Text thing.
Oh, right.
That actually is ideal. I was like, this is really helpful for me.
Right.
So I'm about to see Wicked or something. Finally. All right. Should I do my next idea?
Mm-hmm.
How long have we been going, Emma?
47 minutes.
All right. We're doing pretty good.
Oscar speech.
Okay. This is a thing where it's like, I want to win an Oscar.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't really want to win an Oscar. I want to give a speech to a lot of people and
like
have it be seen. Yeah, but in a different way. Like, Oscar speech is different. Oscar speech is like, you know, anything where you don't have to specifically be funny. It's like a little bit of a lower bar to being funny, and that's nice, so I want that. And I also want an opportunity to be publicly really grateful. I'm not saying this is a good, like, instinct.
I see.
I think this might be, like, kind of, like, a
nasty... Well, it's a classic, like, baby shit. Like, everyone, like, dreams about that.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
you know
yeah, totally. No, it's like, and I'm, like, I actually think it's funny how much, like, the, like, I wonder how much the dreams of winning an Oscar are really just... Or it really is about the speech. You know what I mean? It's really about the moment. It's about
it's
the
like
moment of recognition.
Yeah,
yeah it's
yeah.
like, I want to be a princess for
right.
a second.
Yeah.
And it's like.
I know, it's kind of funny. I saw something from Anya Taylor-Joy and she was like, I promised my dad I would take him to the Oscars and it's happening. And I was kind of like, don't like admit that you're like weird. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I dreamed of bringing my dad here. I was like, wait, like, yeah. I'm sure you did, but like, don't say that. I just thought that was kind of funny. Like,
you're like, it's corny.
I don't know. Yeah.
yeah.
It's
cool.
Do
you dream of winning an Oscar?
No.
Do you dream of winning anything like that? You're different like that. Like,
yeah.
Because I do.
I think winning an Oscar like puts a target on your fucking back.
But I think you can.
I honestly dreamed of winning a Jimmy in high school once I found out what they were in college. Mm-hmm. And I still wish I had won a Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. That's like the high school theater
awards.
That's
kind of as far as I want to take it.
Right.
But I deserved a Jimmy for some of the work I did. I'm not kidding.
No, I believe it.
And
it's like the mixture of recognition and you get to make a speech and you get to be grateful and you get to actually like, I'm like, I won't be able to properly, this is a belief I have. It's not true and it's not real.
Okay.
But it's like the idea that like I won't be able to properly thank the people in my life until I have a platform like that.
That's great.
Do you know what I mean?
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Because it kind of reveals something about like the way that thanking is being conceived in your mind, which is like
yeah,
about
this might
you.
Be like, yeah, right, right, right. You it's about like I want to be seen being grateful.
Right.
Ugh.
But you know what? Maybe it is like you want to. I don't know. I think the people who get thanked are really happy.
Totally.
Do you have two hair ties for me to do like this cute little thing?
No. I don't even have just one.
Do you have any? No. Okay. No worries. Sorry. That's a problem. It's not a problem. By the way, this isn't like a pathology.
Well,
it's like normal shit. Like everyone does this.
Whatever.
Like,
I mean, this is the thing of like when people are so scandalized or like upset by the idea of like actually all these things that seemingly are not selfish actually have like selfish like motives as well. And it's like, okay. Mm. Like, okay.
Right.
Relax. Who cares?
I see.
Like, I mean, this is the thing of...
You know, this
I've
is
said
a
this...
major theme in Wicked.
Really?
No good deed goes unpunished.
I'm excited to see it with our money from Today Ticks. I've said this a billion times on the podcast, but the idea that, like, there's an... Like, understanding motive as, like, there is an underlying motive is a really limited way of seeing something, and instead motives can, like, coexist and be braided together. In how you do stuff, right? Like when you do a generous action, it's like, I think part of it is like true generosity where you're like, I don't want to like see someone suffer or I don't want this other person to suffer. And then also it's like, I don't want to feel like I'm seeing someone suffer. That's uncomfortable for me. And also I want to be seen sometimes as like, you know, there is like an element of like, I want to be seen even if it's by like myself or by God or by others, like as being someone who like intervenes and is generous. And I think, like, that effort to tease those apart or, like, identify one of them as being, like, the true one is, like, misunderstanding how our brains work.
Yeah. Like, I feel like the seen part of it is maybe where it gets, like, dicey. But, like, it's actually can be, like, a nice like, helpful guiding thing to be, like, I have, like, an image of yourself that you want to be.
Right.
Like, I want to be someone who, like, thinks about others. It's like, okay, yeah, that is, like... about yourself.
Right, right.
But that's okay. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, I
want
to be like Jesus vibes.
Right. And it's like, yeah, well, I mean, I
not
think...
Jesus.
Moses.
Moses. No, he's actually not that like
he's
good.
He's not really like that, right?
People in the Bible aren't like so good.
Right.
They're kind of like bad.
He was more of like a wayfarer.
No.
Oh, shoot.
Wayfarers, I believe, like are in water.
He was a land-based wayfarer.
Yeah, he was a shepherd.
He was a shepherd. He was leading his flock. Was he a shepherd by, like, profession?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's a good fit.
I might be needing to tell you the story of Exodus.
Sure.
Can I do it right now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go quick.
Whatever.
I don't know if all this is right, but basically, this is crazy. Okay, so the Jews are enslaved in Egypt.
Yeah.
By the way, like, not sure if that happened.
I think it didn't. I think that's not, like, historically accurate.
Right. Okay.
I also think I know the story, but I want to hear it from you.
Okay. So the Pharaoh makes a rule that the like Jewish families can only have one. Oh, the Jewish families need to give up their firstborn sons to Pharaoh or something.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So Moses' mom puts him in a basket to save him.
Right.
Sends him down the river.
Right.
And is like, awkwardness. You're done.
It's very like Baby Jessica vibes.
Yeah.
That's why I think I'm feeling the mythic quality of Baby Jessica. Little baby in a well.
Right.
Or in a water. It's like birth. It's a womb.
Well, honestly, stories from back then are weird in the Baby Jessica times because it's like, Is it hearsay or like what happened?
Right. It's like you already, it's like.
But by the way, back when, like, I think it was like the 50s.
Is that true?
I don't know. I just read it.
Right.
But I didn't read it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Pharaoh's daughter randomly mm-hmm. finds Moses in the basket when she's just like relaxing in the river. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'll take him. Yeah. Like, this is a very cute baby.
Right.
So then she's raising him. He's like being raised with like the other Pharaoh kid, like Ramesses or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. And then he can't remember.
Is this the Exodus? Is this the story of the plagues?
I remember. He sees a Egyptian like whipping a Jewish person, mm-hmm. like who's like building a pyramid or something, or like mm-hmm. attacking him, and then Moses attacks him and kills the guard, and then he has to run away because he's like does something really bad.
Yeah.
And so he runs away mm-hmm. and he becomes a shepherd mm-hmm. off in like the thing mm-hmm. whatever. He meets this girl Sapporah. She's so pretty.
Nice.
And Sapporah's family kind of takes him in.
Mm-hmm.
He becomes like a shepherd like them. He has mm-hmm. his sheep. He's like happy. He has his wife. He's like, this is kind of bae.
Right.
He's walking one day with his sheep and he sees, what does he see?
Burning bush.
A burning bush.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, that's obviously scaly as fuck, mm-hmm. but let's see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The burning bush is like, AKA, I'm God.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to go free the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, right. I don't want to. But then
he's called.
He doesn't take no for an answer. Basically, right. He tries to not do it. And God's like, do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but I have a speech impediment.
Mm-hmm.
He has a speech impediment.
I didn't know that.
And he's like, yeah, you do. That's why your brother, Aaron, is going to go with you and help you.
Mm.
Where was his brother, though? I don't know.
I don't know. Right.
Maybe back with the Jews.
Right.
I think they get paired together. I don't know.
Right.
So him and Aaron go. Aaron's like his mouthpiece, basically. And they go to Pharaoh and he's like, hey, it's me. Like, mm-hmm. remember, like, I'm Jewish, by the way. And also, like, let my people go.
Mm-hmm.
And Pharaoh's like, and God hardens Pharaoh's heart to mm-hmm. make Pharaoh say no,
uh-huh.
which is weird because it's like,
yeah, why?
I think the idea is like, God wants to do the plagues or something.
Right. He's itching to do the plagues.
He might be. And he says no. And then he's like, okay, here come the plagues. Frogs, lice, locusts, etc. He keeps asking in between all of them, every two or three plagues, Moses is like, let my people go. He's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Pharaoh now is his brother,
mm-hmm.
who he grew up with.
Right.
Ramesses.
Right.
And then they do the last plague, which is the killing of the firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Okay.
Lamb's blood on the door, angel of death passing by those houses. Who exactly. knew? It's a very
right.
IYKYK. No, IYKYK.
Exactly.
Right.
IYKYK.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you know, you know.
Then Pharaoh's like, go. Like, I, you know what? Yeah, like this, fuck you guys. It. Like, yeah. That was too much.
Yeah.
And then Moses is like, great, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And they go. He takes all the Jews. Go, 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 go.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have time to bake their bread. They have right. to leave so fast.
Right.
AKA matzah.
Right. It's unleavened.
It's unleavened. But it's like, what?
Right.
But whatever. I don't think it, whatever. So then basically they get to the they get to this like river. Oh, mm-hmm. and then Pharaoh changes his mind.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, 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 go get them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sends all the people after them. And then they get to the river. And then Moses parts the river with his staff.
Isn't it the Red Sea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Red Sea.
Right.
AKA the Dead Sea.
I think that's different. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. And then they pass. Mm-hmm. And then the river goes back when the Egyptians are coming for them.
Mm.
And the Egyptians drown. Kind of scary.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really interesting thing about a lot of, like, Bible mythologies. It's like, so why is God being, like, so random
bad,
sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like... I mean, it's the same thing with the Isaac and the Abraham son killing thing, mm-hmm. where it's like, this is ambiguous.
Totally.
Like, this is, like, weird. Like, for I know. Real.
This is the stuff that my dad really loves, is he's like, mm-hmm. everyone in the Torah is, like, really, like, a bad person, and they're mm-hmm. trying to show you that.
Right.
Or something.
Interesting. All right.
That was weird.
No, I was glad to hear it.
Really?
Well, and also, isn't Passover coming up?
Yeah, I guess it is in, like, April.
Yeah. So, you know, it's timely.
Hmm.
Nice.
What a weird.
What?
It's like Passover's all about like freedom and like.
Yeah. I mean, the vibes are bad, right? Around like, I guess I want to say once again, free Palestine. Like, not to like have to say that every time we talk about Jewish stuff, but it is like really going on. Passover
specifically, like.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like beautiful Jewish like approaches that like have like liberation seders,
right,
that are like intertwined,
right,
like,
right,
Jewish struggles with like oppressed people everywhere,
right,
so I'm sure there'll be like good Jewish stuff happening.
Yeah, like Jewish like anti-Zionist stuff.
Yeah, like activist work.
Yeah, yeah,
in the name of Passover,
right, 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 right. I mean, that's important work too, to like divest like Judaism from
Zionism. It's kind of weird, like Passover is this holiday that's all about like, it's like the imperative of the holiday is like, tell the story of the Exodus of Egypt,
mm-hmm,
so that you remember that Jews were slaves,
mm-hmm,
so that like you don't like forget this like important part of like history,
right?
And it's just like the American Jewish like psyche is just really like an interesting thing, because it yeah, is like, it does loom very, yeah, large, like, yeah, that kind of past, like, mm-hmm, that, like, not that, like, biblical past, but, like past suffering. And yeah, it's, like, remember the story. And it's, like, it does. And then,
mm-hmm,
in this, like, current political state, it's, like, there's a, like, a, there's, like, a myopic, mm-hmm, view of it.
Right.
You know, like, it's such an imperative to remember. You work so hard to remember that, like, you're, like, focused on your own,
yeah,
suffering and, like, can't see, like,
right, right, right. That it becomes about, it, like, our suffering, not, like, the idea of liberation, the idea of suffering generally. It's, mm-hmm, about, like, we need, like, protect us at all costs.
Yeah.
In this way, that's, like, such a bummer and tragic.
Very tragic.
Should I do your next idea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Outdoor therm.
Maybe, oh, right? I walked by this building the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like a bank or something, and they, mm-hmm, had the temperature outside. I thought, oh, that was really sweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like 51 degrees.
Yeah.
In big, like, numbers.
Yeah.
And I was like, thanks.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to do that. You right, know, it was right, just like a nice, I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
When it has the time and stuff, uh-huh, like, just like, uh-huh, a building, I'm, yeah, like, thanks.
Totally.
I don't want to look at my phone, you know? And no, I kind of totally, just, I saw it and I was like,
right, good
so,
to know.
So this is 51.
I find that there could be, there should be more, like, clocks about.
Clocks.
I'm like, I want to see it. I want to be looking at my phone. Like,
there must have used to be.
Yes, for sure. And a lot of clocks you see now, I mean, this is a thing.
Are wrong?
Yes. Well, not to call you out, but this is like.
Charlie.
This is
Charlie!
A thing, I know, but I am going to.
Charlie, you need to think before you talk.
Yeah, but listen, I thought about it. I'm going to do it.
Shit.
A lot of people have clocks in their house that are just wrong and are broken. And I'm like, what's this doing?
A lot more people,
uh-huh,
have attitude issues. As well as,
uh-huh,
picking out problems where, mm-hmm, there are not.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, where is the clock that's broken? In my room?
I think in your room, and I think in the kitchen too.
But if you lived my life, you, uh-huh, would understand that those are unseeable clocks.
Right, right, right. I mean, that's the thing with a clock. It's like, if you're not in the habit... I'm very quick with changing a clock. I do daylight savings. It's like I wake up, first thing I do is I'm like changing all the clocks.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of like the
I
game
do not
of
dawdle,
like this clock that is an hour behind. Like, yeah. I kind of like the like.
Yeah. People like that. Not me. So I'm like clock. I'm like, this better be spot on.
Uh-huh. I feel that about my watch.
Yeah. You got to watch.
That's when cool. My watch was slow, like, yeah, over the course of the day, it would slow down like 3 minutes every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
how does
just
that happen?
Wrong with it. Wait, what was your thing where you took a watch to like a clock store and they were like, "This is a watch."
No, I
like,
took a clock. I took a small clock that I wanted to get fixed to like a watch repair store, and they were literally, like, "What the fuck do you want us to do with this?"
What did they really say?
Well, let me do the exaggerated version okay. first. They're like, "What the fuck do you want us to do with this?" I was like, "Can you fix it?" They're like, "We." Where do you even see the similarity between this and like what we do?
Right,
like
right.
This has, what does this have anything to do with a watch? Mm-hmm. I was like,
you know, it reminds me like someone recently was like, my kid is interested in like music. Like, mm-hmm. do you know of any like music internships?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're in like performing.
Right, right,
and
right.
And I was like, oh,
Like, no.
I don't. Right. Like, but I get what you're thinking for sure. And I was like, I can think of other stuff, right. But like,
not that.
There's actually not. But that's probably how they sound to you.
Right.
Or how you know what I mean?
How I sound to them. And
like,
they're
in
like,
their world, they're like.
Well, because also it's like, right, like it's actually a different structure. And like watches all have like kind of a similar battery thing.
But no,
like,
that's, I don't understand that.
Right. Why they're like.
Like, is the mechanism so different in the inside?
Not to me. And it was just funny because they were really like not getting like.
Can you say what they really said? I'm curious. Like,
I mean, the story version is so cemented in my head. I think they were just probably like, we can't help this. And there was a tone of like,
duh.
Like, why would you come
here
for
this? And
they were
like, because it's a clock.
Right. Exactly. They were like, this is a clock. This is not a watch. So we can't fix it.
So cute.
And I'm like, right. Yeah. Like
okay.
Sorry.
The little kid that I nanny like knows about the word clock. Uh-huh. And when he looks at my watch, he says clock and he goes.
Aww,
he knows really? About that. And I'm like, that's so funny. Like, you know about all that stuff, but you have no idea what it's about.
Right. You don't get it. Right. You don't
Maybe
know
they
the context.
Do, actually.
Right.
My sister's kid will look at her watch like they do. She doesn't
really?
Have a watch. But like, when it's time to go, she like looks at her arm.
Ugh, I need to get back into having a watch.
It's the best.
Yeah. Are you wearing it now?
No.
What happened?
Too itchy.
Right. That's the thing.
I need to get an unitchy one.
Of course.
I got one.
I should get you.
I don't know if you should, honestly.
Oh, why not?
I'm so particular,
right? But
about
I'll
my watches, like, you know what I mean.
I'll get you, no problem. I'm gonna be getting you something that you really are feeling good about.
Wait, you actually don't have to because I'll tell you why after.
Okay.
All right, let's end this shit.
I think so.
It was fun, though.
It was fun, and it got real and thoughtful and hilarious. And I'm wanting to engage with the listener a little bit.
How?
I don't know. Like, they're not here right now, so we can't really. I guess I want to say this to you guys, the listener. If you're going through something challenging,
the hell?
I totally believe in your capacity to guide yourself through it with grace and care and love and fortitude. And I want to, I want you to trust your own ability to do that.
Okay, and I want to say something, too.
Okay.
You have something in your teeth. All right. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.